The show made for moms and families. It's Channel Mom.
Moms should get more credit. Back when I became a mom, I realized people thought my former career in TV news was more important than my motherhood. But that's backward, because moms are raising that next generation, and the world depends on us to do it well. So moms, this is your time to sit back, relax, and let Channel Mom cheer you on and equip you in your job as a mom, because you're doing some of the most important work on the planet.
Channel Mom, we encourage moms. Now, here's your host, Jenny Dean Schmidt.
Hey, welcome everybody. Thanks so much for joining me today on Channel Mom. I am Jenny. And this is the place we encourage moms, because I feel like so many moms don't feel lifted up in our culture in their motherhood job. And yet it's one of the most important jobs on the planet. You're raising the next generation. And so we love to encourage you in that and cheer you on. Okay, so today, here is my starter question. How do you feel about the topic of discipline in your household? I mean, do you need more of it or less of it? Or maybe you just skirt around it when it comes to disciplining your kids. What if I told you that discipline can actually nurture your child in ways they need? It's true. Our counselor for moms is in the house today to shed new light on the positives of discipline and how to do it. All right, that's all coming up on Channel Mom. Moms are a big deal, but sometimes the world forgets. That's why Channel Mom Media and Outreach is here. We exist to love, coach, and encourage every mom, whether she's struggling with parenting, single motherhood, homelessness, or locked in prison. On the radio and social media, Channel Mom works to remind each mom of her importance and give her the latest and best advice. We also reach out to moms with our hands and feet, helping homeless and incarcerated moms, as well as moms in the country and mothers in the city. You can join our work by praying for us, volunteering, or giving at channelmom.org.
Colorado has no restrictions on abortion, and abortion pills are being delivered through the mail. But there's hope. Alternatives Pregnancy Center is a trusted name in life-affirming care and supports those who feel like abortion is their only choice. Through advocacy, resources, and mentoring, Alternatives forges a path of hope, because every woman deserves access to health care without economic barriers. You can help guarantee that Alternatives continues to provide free, life-saving medical and counseling service by giving $10 a month at youhavealternatives.org.
Channel Mom with Jenny Dean Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Hope you've tuned in for a reason today, and that we're actually going to give you some tools when it comes to discipline. I think sometimes even grandparents, although grandparents never want to discipline, they just want to hand out candy. But the discipline topic, especially in the 21st century, is such a sensitive thing. And that is why I asked Jamie to join us. But first, a quick shout out to our friends from across the country, the mothers and families who listen to us. And today, I want to thank our radio affiliates from all across the nation for being part of the Channel Mom family. Every precious mom and dad and family who has listened to us in those places all across the country, from Oregon to New Jersey and in between. I say this because we have decided to move on. Channel Mom is going to focus on growing our podcast and also our outreach to moms in prison and to single moms. So we will no longer be on syndicated radio across the country. We will stay on in Denver and Colorado Springs for now. We would love to have you continue to listen to Channel Mom on podcast. We are on most podcast platforms: Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, iHeart, Podbean, other platforms. Just search for Channel Mom, and you can still listen every week to lift you up in your mothering, which is so, so important. So we'd be honored to have you join our podcast audience, please. All right. Also, check out our friends at youhavealternatives.org. They do such good work. And I've started this new habit of thanking producer Jim at the top of the show. So thank you, producer Jim, for all you did today. Yay. Actually, you know what I was going to have you do that applause for as well? It's just, I sometimes feel like moms look at the people that are on screens and are in the public eye and walk down red carpets, and those people, even though they aren't necessarily doing anything great for our world sometimes, they get all the applause, when we all know it's the moms that should be getting the applause. Thank you, producer Jim. All right. She is here in studio with us today. She was here last month as well, so we're so grateful to have her 2 months in a row. She's our own counselor for moms, Channel Moms counselor for moms. She is Jamie Kirkbride. I think her biggest qualification is that she's the mother of 7 children. So right there, right out of the gate, she can counsel me anytime she wants to. But she's also, of course, a licensed professional counselor, and she is the head of Parenting with Personality at parentingwithpersonality.com. Welcome to Channel Mom in our Denver studios, Jamie.
Thank you. I love being here.
Thank you. I'm so glad. And I'd like to think of us all as kind of around a big giant table that spreads across America as mothers, and you know, I have these fabulous men that also tune in. That actually, my husband listens, and so I know that men, and Jim's forced to listen back in the studio. that they tune in and they get something out of it too. So I like to think of us all being parents around a big table, saying, we all make mistakes.
That's right.
We're all sinners. We all do things wrong. We all love our kids. We just want to get it better. And you're here today to help us get it better.
That's right. Channel Mom Plus.
That's right. Channel Mom. I love it. We should try that, Jamie. Okay. So I think in the modern day, discipline can be a dirty word.
Yeah.
And
it kind of feels that way.
Yeah. And I didn't dare say, and I may put you on the spot, I may not. When my kids were little, I mean, I had one, my daughter, that would go and take those little plug things out that protect you from electricity and stick her little finger to see if she could get it. And I was not going to spank her because she was so precious. But I was like, you know what? She's not learning from my words. So I did spank, never out of rage, never out of anger, never like till I beat her, just one little spank. And that's what stopped her. But I think if I admit that in a room of people, like 98% of people would look at me like I'm an evil person. So yet the Bible does say we don't need to spare the rod. We don't need to beat our children ever. It's a horrible, awful thing. And I know some children should not be spanked because of the sensitivity level or because there's been some background with the parents have gone through being beaten themselves.
Right.
So there's all kinds of yuckiness when it comes to spanking. But the point I'm trying to make is whatever discipline you do, I think it can be called into question. I think we judge each other. I think it can be a dirty word. Nobody wants to talk about it. Did I over-discipline? Did I under-discipline? I still question myself if I should have ever spanked my children. So it's a tough thing to deal with. Yet, you're here to give us some good news about discipline. What it does for our children, how they need it and even crave it.
Right.
And you're going to give us an acronym like you always do in a good way to help us remember. But tell us about discipline and how we maybe mistakenly view it and how we should view it.
Right. You know, like you said, sometimes it does feel like it's kind of grown this negativity.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, parenting fads, parenting trends, all of those change over the years. And of course, there were these generations where, you know, children were to be seen and not heard. And I mean, you know, you just think back through the way discipline has evolved over the years. There were times it was pretty harsh. And I think for some of us, even growing up in Christian homes, there was still this idea that discipline was kind of hard-handed.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
there wasn't a real grace about it. And so I think that's created this kind of confusion for Christian parents, many Christian parents, over what does discipline look like? What does it feel like? What does it sound like?
And I want to say, because I know we have non-Christian parents who listen to us as well, it's confusing for
anybody.
It's confusing for everybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And your kids are probably convinced if you discipline that you're the only parent that disciplines.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard that so many times. None of my other friends have any kind of consequence. You know, whatever it is, you may feel alone in learning and figuring out and just developing your strategy for what discipline looks like.
Yeah.
And I think that's why this discussion is so important, because I think we need to have a level of confidence that discipline isn't negative. You know, the root of discipline is disciple. And I like to think of discipline as nurturing, guiding, maybe even directing their hearts toward who God created them to be.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. And I think when we think of it that way, it takes some of that negativity and that pressure off. And I think it helps us frame our discipline with grace, which is actually the acronym that I picked for today, disciplining with grace.
With grace. So we're gonna have a GRACE, which is fabulous. It's a good way to remember it. I still struggle. My children are 25 and 21. Neither of them have come to me and said, you should have never spanked us. You should have never done this. They haven't. But I know I made some mistakes in the way I disciplined.
We all do.
We
all do. I say the same. Even as a licensed professional counselor, I still look back and think, man, I wish I had done this different or that different.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's understandable why we struggle with it. I mean, even if we look at the Bible, Jenny, you know, they talk about how, you know, parents aren't supposed to exasperate their children.
Uh-huh. I know that I failed on that.
Yeah, we're supposed to live at peace with one another. There's times we aren't doing that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there was also a time where God had righteous anger over what was happening. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's just important as parents that we remember God has given us this latitude to figure out what is necessary in a situation. And it may differ per child.
Absolutely. Like, some children really should not be spanked, I think. And some people come from a background, like when I work with ladies in prison, and I had one tell me a story once about how her dad would wrap her in a blanket and beat her with a bat when she was in the blanket. And I thought, that woman wouldn't know how to spank. Mm-hmm. She can't, because she went through that horrible abuse. Right. So I get it. I get that there are different kinds of discipline for different people and different families. So I'm not here to preach one thing or another. You're going to help us deliver it with grace.
Yeah.
I do want to say one more thing. I'm kind of stuck on the spanking thing, I think. I grew up and yeah, see, I'm grown up. I'm announcing all kinds of things I don't need to be announcing. My papa, who's since gone to heaven, did spank me, but only for lying. He only spanked me for lying. And I think back on that, and I think, you know what? I don't bear any bitterness about him spanking me, number one. Number two, I hate to lie. So I don't, like, solicitors will call and I'll tell them everything. I'll be like, well, this is me. And yes, you got the right person. Or yes, my husband's downstairs, but I'm not going to let you talk to him. Like, I'll tell them all the truth because I really don't like to lie. Mm-hmm. So that had an impact on me. It did nurture me. It did guide me. It did help me. Mm-hmm. But again, I'm not here just to talk about spanking for the whole show. Please know that. But I'm just trying to say, I struggle with the concept of spanking. I did spank, but discipline was a quandary for me, just like you're saying today.
Yeah. I heard it recently, Jenny, in my coaching program. I was working on this particular day with a military dad.
Uh-huh.
And this military dad, rightfully so, has a very strong personality. I mean, God's given him that and suited him for his position to defend our country.
Amen.
And yet, he needs to somehow figure out, what does that look like in a relationship and discipline with my child? And, you know, he started off working with me with basically the mindset of, I want my child to know that I will stop at nothing to make sure that he understands you don't disrespect my wife. Like I'm stubborn and I will fight over this, but like, you will respect my wife. And I heard that, and I, you know, acknowledged to him, that sounds like, you know, very core value. Respect really matters to you. Yes, absolutely it does. And, you know, through the course of our conversation, I asked him some different questions, one of which was, what do you want your future relationship to look like with your son?
Yeah.
And he said, well, I mean, I want us to have a really good relationship. I want us to spend time together. I want us to go and do things. And I said, well, let me just ask you this. Do you want him to be afraid of you? Well, no.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't want him to be afraid of me. I mean, and I said, well, then what if we were to go about discipline in a way that it brings your child's heart closer to you and makes the change and still keeps that relationship intact so that you're not growing fear and distrust, but you're growing connection?
Amen.
And he was like, whoa, no.
And does he get it? Does he get it? Even
you know,
as a military guy, does he get it?
Oh, yeah. And I said, you know, ultimately, there will be a time when your son is bigger, stronger, possibly smarter, but is going to not really be afraid of your toughness.
Yeah.
So is that when you want him to stop doing what is right? Or do you want it to be something that is instilled in his heart? And because it has become a practice of his heart, he does what's right.
Yeah, that's big, because whether you use timeout or spanking or taking away toys or whatever it is, you want it to be something, the way in which you deliver it shapes their heart, not their fear.
And not that they're afraid of doing wrong. It's
that's so good.
To do right.
Yeah.
And he said, well, absolutely. I mean, at first when you start, he actually said this to me, and I loved his honesty. You know, when you first said this stuff to me, I thought it sounded kind of wimpy. And I thought, I don't think this is for me. But now that you're saying that, I hear strategy. And I do strategy.
Yeah.
And he said, I hear that I need to develop a strategy that basically connects with their heart. And I can engage with that.
Amen. Amen. Okay. So we want to speaking of strategy, we got 11 minutes to do this. You're going to go through the acronym GRACE. And this is these are points to keep in mind when you're, you know, discipling your child, which is the root of mm-hmm. discipline, and shaping their heart. And you don't have to feel guilty about it. I mean, right. As long as you're not doing something really awful to your child. But you don't have to feel guilty about it. They need this discipline for guidance, to be discipled, all of it. So GRACE stands for what?
First G is guide with love. I think it's so important that we distinguish between guiding versus controlling them. You know, we are the first relationship in our child's life that can actually show them the love of God.
Yeah, amen.
And when we think of that, you know, God doesn't use a heavy hand in all situations in the Bible. There's times he offers grace. There's times he offers understanding. There's times he walks and lets them kind of figure it out. And there's times he gets really upset at what's going on.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, realizing that we want them to see God is a God of grace. God is a great God of love, of forgiveness. We can model that for them. And so I think that needs to be at the base of what we do.
So say it again. G stands for?
Guide with love.
Guide with love. Okay, so you that's bet. The G in grace. What is the R?
R, respect the individual. That I think it's so important that we not jump to the conclusion that whatever we see going on with our child is automatically defiant and disrespectful. And I find with so many parents, these are kind of parents' trigger points. Well, that's just such disrespect. I can't let them be disrespectful, or that's just defiant. Sometimes it is developmental what they're doing. Sometimes it may relate to some of their special needs. If you have a child with ADHD, it can be like starting over every day mm-hmm. with the rules. Mm-hmm. They may have sensory issues. They may have executive functioning issues. They may have emotional problems. It may be personality. If you have a strong personality child, you will probably discipline some of the same issues over and over. But just pausing long enough to realize that it might not be automatically defiance and disrespect, because then what you choose to do may look different.
Yeah, and depending on how you're wired, I think some parents, and I think I was one that really did get upset if I thought my child was disrespecting my rules and my husband's mm-hmm. rules. That was upsetting to me. But other parents, you know, that maybe are from peace country, which is a personality test, they may not be as upset, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's fine. But I think the respect thing is very, very big. Mm-hmm. And you're saying, I love that you said it's developmental. They're testing boundaries and so on. So it doesn't just have to be a crisis of respect.
That's right.
You can move into it and say, okay, what's going on here? Right?
Is that right? Correct? Absolutely. Because if we are being triggered to discipline because we feel disrespected, we're probably going to respond different emotionally than if we back up and say, you know, is this an issue of disrespect, or is this a skill they haven't learned, haven't mastered, need to practice? No, it's true defiance. Then you get to choose. But there's a fork in the road there where you stop and you don't just assume and be triggered and then discipline out of being triggered.
Yeah, nobody wants to discipline out of anger. Really, no. Nobody does. It doesn't mean, you know, we don't do it once in a while, but nobody wants to discipline out of anger. Right. Okay, so the G is for guide with love. The R is respect individual, you know, that respect thing, and how to approach it without being offended. And then A in grace stands for what?
Affirm their efforts or their character. You know, it's so important that we remember what it feels like when we feel like we're getting in trouble. We get defensive. Mm-hmm. We aren't always receptive. So you can increase this with your child by the way that you communicate, by the way that you say to them, hey, I want you to know I'm here to help, but we got to figure this out. Mm-hmm. You know, I know that you want to be a boy who tells the truth, but today I heard whatever. What's going on?
Oh, this is so good, Jamie. I'm going to interject because I thought maybe what you're going to do, and there's a book that came out a long time ago called Nurture Shock, where we can over-nurture our children to the point they don't believe what we're saying that's positive about them. Like, good job, bud. Good job. You know, every single day saying good job at the baseball game or whatever. We can over-nurture, but you're not saying sort of like over-compliment them. You're saying issue a loving statement at the beginning, like, I'm really here to help you, or I know you're the kind of child who wants to do the right thing.
Yeah.
You're not just sort of praising them where praise shouldn't be placed.
You're saying something that you know to be true about them, or maybe something God's really gifted them in. You know, I know that you want to be a girl who honors God, but today when you treated your sister that way, it sounded different. What happened?
Yeah, you know, so good.
Asking those open-ended questions, what's going on? What happened? What's up? Those are great ways for us to open the conversation in discipline to hear where they're coming from. And that will give us a lot of indicators of the condition of their heart.
I feel like you can still do that. I mean, Jim has a couple older children. I have older children. You have older children. I feel like you can still do that. Instead of just saying, I think this is wrong, or I think you did this, you know, spoke to me, you know, in their 20s, whatever, or you did this, made this wrong choice about your car, or whatever it is. Yeah. Instead of coming at it from that place, go, okay, so what were you thinking about? Like, what led you to do that? Like, you're right. And Jesus asked questions. And it's a great way to lead.
These questions are so important because, Jenny, there will become a point in parenting where our kids are 18. Even in those later teen years, you may not impose the same kind of discipline that you did when they were younger. But somehow, we just had this discussion with a couple of our older kids. God made us their parents for a purpose. And it's not like the day they turn 18, you just disappear and you're gone.
Right.
You know, and the way we explained it to them is we still play a role of trying to encourage you or support you. And kind of like the Bible talks about iron sharpening iron, we're going to sharpen each other. And there may be things that I see in your life that maybe I need to help hold you accountable to. And I invite you to help hold me accountable.
Yeah.
You know, these are the conversations that set up that stage of life. And if we've put them in place, that can happen more easily.
Yeah, that's so good. That's so good. Because I know we definitely have parents who have older children who listen to us as well. Okay, so we're spelling out grace. We've got the G, the R, and the A. What does the C stand for?
C, communicate clearly. Just being clear, concise, consistent, and caring.
Okay. You know, clear, concise, consistent, and caring. And it's the communication.
Yeah. You know, setting out those expectations and knowing that you might need to be flexible with your perceptions or maybe even what you think the discipline should be. And I have found, Jenny, that it is far more effective when I use those open-ended questions and say something to the effect of, you know what, you and I both know what happened. We've talked about it. But now we need to kind of figure out how to make it right. So what do you think should happen?
Wow. So that's a back and forth.
And it's powerful that they can say to you, you know what, I think I need to lose this privilege or that privilege, or I think I need to go back and I need to say the truth, or I think I need to pay to fix what was broken. You know, whatever it might be, you're engaging them in figuring that out because that's where discipline later in life turns into self-discipline.
Oh, yeah. So you start a conversation that then they can have internally with themselves.
Yeah.
That's good. Get one more quick example with that, and then we'll move on to the E in grace.
Yes. You know, the same military dad that struggled thinking that this was going to feel too wimpy for him told me a story last week about how his daughter and him were kind of going back and forth, and he, you know, said, you need to go to your room, and you aren't going to be able to come out until you can apologize. And it was, you know, she was being very insistent it wasn't going to change, and he said, I'm equally stubborn. I wasn't going to give up. But then I started remembering some of these things that you'd taught me. Mm-hmm. And I realized that I needed to change my position and I needed to ask something different of her. And it was incredible that he was able to adjust his approach, made a different request of her, and then lovingly left her room. And an hour later, she came and found him, Jenny. Uh-huh. And not only did she have a very sincere apology, but she looked at him and she said to him, the way you handled that was really cool. Like, I just want you to know, I really appreciated that. And the connection and the trust that they built relationally was phenomenal. I mean, he said, you wouldn't have, like, I just felt speechless. I couldn't believe that it worked.
Because he communicated clearly, and that's the C in grace. And finally, what is the E in grace?
Encourage growth. You know, our kids aren't going to like our discipline. They aren't going to be like, oh, this is great, this is grand, and that's not going to be our sign that we're doing it right or well. They aren't going to like it, but when we do it effectively, we can observe a change in their attitude and a change in their heart. And when we see that their heart is turned around, it's so important that we support that. And we say, hey, you know what? I really appreciate that you turned that around. You know what? I see you doing better with that. And I just want you to know I notice. Those are the things that help them realize that growth isn't negative. Discipline isn't negative. Being corrected isn't negative.
Yeah.
You know, that it's all a part of encouraging them in their growth. And rather than focusing on consequences or punishments that are painful or that are so horrible they want to avoid them, we're training their hearts to care more about doing right than fearing the punishment.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's grace. That's parenting with grace. And I love the way you framed it. I kind of wish I could go back to when my kids were 10 and 6 years old. So
I do too.
Thankfully,
I get the second round since I have seven. I can kind of refine my ways. Yeah. But Jenny, I feel the same way. And, you know, I just want to offer parents hope that they give themselves grace.
Amen. 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 And maybe that was the secret. I should tell my husband, we need to have a second bat so I can do better with the second bat. All right. Thank you so much, Jamie. Well, how do people find you?
You bet. ParentingWithPersonality.com and on Facebook and Instagram as the same, Parenting with Personality.
Thank you so much for being our counselor for moms on Channel Mom.
You bet. Thank you.
It. Yeah. And thank you for tuning in. I hope that was helped. It was helped to me today. I will be revisiting my 20-something children and disciplining them, which I'm not even supposed to do anymore. But I'll be communicating with them and giving them this kind of grace. I really like it. It's awesome. And this is the time in the show. I thank you for all you do as a mom. It's an amazing job. And I know that you apply yourself and you sacrifice, and sometimes you don't get noticed or thanked or anything. So I'm here to thank you. Thank you for all you do as a mom. Thank you, Jamie, for all you do as a mom. Thank you, Jim, for what you do as a dad. And thank you to everybody who's tuning in. I'm so glad that you're a part of our Channel Mom family. God bless you. Have a beautiful weekend. If Channel Mom radio and podcasts give your mom life a boost of encouragement, would you consider supporting us? In order to keep our broadcasts on the air and serve moms and kids on the ground, we need help from listeners like you.
You can support us through a one-time donation or by signing up to be a monthly partner at an amount of your choice. Just go to channelmom.org and click donate at the top of the page. New monthly donors will receive a special gift package in the mail. While research shows moms are undervalued and families are struggling to stay together, Channel Mom works to lift up motherhood and add value to your family. We depend on donors like you to provide outreach to at-risk moms in prison and homeless shelters or dealing with single motherhood. Our life-changing programs are over capacity, so your donation will help us serve more moms and kids. Be a part of the change you want to see for mothers and families. Visit channelmom.org and click donate. We thank you for your generous support, and may God bless you for coming alongside Channel Mom.